The Maryland summer is in full swelter now, with the air as hot as a blast from an open oven and hanging heavier than a wet beach towel.
Cookbook author and commentator Nancy Baggett has been pondering how to beat the heat.
My solution is to heed the call of my personal sirens, the syrups, and stop in at a snowball stand. I always get giddy seeing the kaleidoscope of neon-colored bottles. Perhaps it's just the heat waves shimmering off the parking lot and that pulsing thrumming of overheated cicadas. Maybe I'll try one of the fanciful New Age flavors like Titanic or Chiller, or the refreshing-looking sea green Tidal Wave. Or how about the dessert and the slurp offerings like egg custard, tiramisu, or wedding cake? These sound too filling, so I consider the cocktail takeoffs like Mai Tai, Margarita, and Pina Colada. But when my turn comes, I forget to act grown up. Cherry on one side, chocolate on the other, and heavy on the marshmallow topping, I blurt out. The sensation is stunning. Sweet tart fruit, chocolate, and gooey marshmallow mingled with finely shaved ice. Alternately sipping, slurping, and munching, I take refuge under a sliver of awning and ravish my prize. Slow down, I tell myself. No, not to savor, but to avoid the guzzler scourge, the ice cream headache. As I gulp the last bits of slush, I ponder my weakness for this simple, some would say unsophisticated, others god-awful concoction. Perhaps it's due to my snowball-deprived childhood. I grew up on a farm, so my rare snowball encounters came during summer visits with cousins who lived in a backwater one-snowball-stand town. Compared to today's venues, Bud's Snow Hut was Spartan, one fellow in a rickety wooden stall with a hand-lettered sign and basic choices like grape, cola, and good old cherry. No toppers or two syrup options in those days, but his wares were wonderfully teeth-achingly sweet and chilling, and at 10 cents apiece fit our budgets. And they turned our tongues garish colors that lasted for hours. The snowball stands I frequent nowadays tend to be much fancier, though no more enticing, and sport clever names like Chilly Willies, Sweet Shivers, and Icy Delights. Their rainbow of flavors is so mesmerizing, I usually have trouble making up my mind. No, I don't. It's always cherry on one side, chocolate on the other, and heavy on the marshmallow topping.
There's a recipe for that marshmallow topping in commentator Nancy Baggett's latest cookbook. It's called The All-American Dessert Book.